When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum, and today's podcast, guess who we have? We have Whitmer Thomas. He was famously
He was in
JFL's New Face, and then we also have CJ Teledano. He was in JFL's Round Face.
No. I don't know if you're allowed to say that. Is that an Asian thing or no?
No.
Fat face. Round eyes is what you can't say, but I said it.
Okay. And we also have Rod. He wasn't in part of any faces,
Rod,
but he is facing
10
years prison because of the same thing he does in the private giveaway.
No. He's back. The piano's back.
You just told me that you were trying to make this good. What Clay just
What he just did was funny, though.
Yeah.
We're trying to make it. CJ wanted to watch the basketball game while he was a guest on our podcast.
Yeah. Which I kind of allow. I'm fine with.
Clay, you need to start caring more about things.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
CJ, don't even.
I'm from
CJ. Imagine being into something so basic that it is on every day, all the time.
Sorry, they don't come out in tapes every 8 months.
Imagine CJ turns on the radio and it's like a playlist that he picked out on his Spotify. That's how his music taste is the radio.
No, music.
The radio and
songs that were in movies I like. Because it reminded me of a time when I enjoyed
like
a movie.
Axel F. How much of that you listen to?
Axel F.
You don't know Axel F.
Oh my god,
idiot!
CJ is not stoned for this. It's the first time he's ever done this podcast where he's not high, and so he has a bit of rage.
He's really mad at us.
And the thing is, I wanted to get stoned.
Yeah.
Because I'm only good on this podcast. I mean, good is a loose term, but. I'm only enjoying myself doing this podcast when I'm very, very high. But honestly, I wasted it last night.
No, I have a ton of weed.
No, I don't want weed. No, I mean, all I have is it nearby.
Yeah, I can go grab it. But
we'll see if I get better in the last 4 seconds of this podcast.
Oh, does it take a long time? I don't know. Somebody just sent a bunch of weed because Mitra wrote on
Does it have a return address that you can give the feds attention to?
No, I think it's legal.
Oh, okay.
It is?
Which
you
frustrates
can mail
me.
Weed?
Well, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just... They'd probably just use whatever service.
No, I can do it. Let's do it. Let's try to do it. With
Let's mail weed.
Do you want it?
You want
it's
the
up
weed
to you.
Or you want to not do it?
I don't care. It's up to you. Whatever
it's up to you.
Makes you happy.
It's up to Rod.
It's up to Rod.
What's up Rod, to you?
I'm saying it's up to CJ. I think
All right, fine. It's up to Clay.
Happy.
Okay.
What, Clay?
How much weed do you have?
I have like seven joints.
Smoke all of it. What the heck?
He has to smoke it like that Homer Simpson when he did all the cigarettes in his mouth.
For me to quit weed.
Like Bobby Hill.
Yeah.
Oops,
I ate all your
reasons. Do you even get high if you smoke a joint?
It's like medium, yeah.
Or you usually eat like 48 edibles.
No, my weed started working again because in the new year, I quit. I was able to overcome my edibles addiction.
And what was your addiction like before?
I had to take one in the morning and at night, and I could only fall asleep if I was sick from eating. If I was too full. I needed to like slow myself down mentally and physically.
When we used to live in the house, CJ would have like an edible and just like...
Yeah, he'd get stuck in his room for 3 days.
Well, back...
Yeah, for 3 days.
Because back then, it wasn't like regulated. I used to just get it from, you know, random people in the...
Clay's dad.
Yeah. To be honest,
mm-hmm.
Clay's dad's friend was the guy who looked like Kenny Powers.
Yeah, all of
who
Clay's
was
dad's
like
friends.
He gave me. You know what's bad when someone gives you an edible and then stares at you as you eat it. that's not that person that doesn't have your health in their best interest.
Yeah. Well, those were the early days of CJ, and then now though, CJ, now that you have a job, you're employed,
wife,
you can eat whatever food and get anything you want from eBay. Now you'll order McDonald's French fries and a Burger King burger and chips from Subway.
No, you do that with me.
I do it, but you also do it by yourself. I would never do it.
No, I don't do that by myself. But I've done it. My wife and I have done that on occasions, and that's we're trying to get rid of that.
Yeah, so which is fine. You know, I love. That's why I like.
Which is fine, but you try to make fun of me for
when
it.
When I go hang out with CJ, I know that I'm going to make a bad
Dragon
decision.
King.
Yeah,
Dragon King.
We don't make healthy decisions together. Have we ever? We tried to work out together.
That's why I texted our group chat this morning with our partners that I need help.
Yeah, CJ said he needs to go to like food therapy or something.
So I'm looking into going to solo therapy because couples therapy is fantastic.
Yeah.
It helps. And now I'm like, I'm down with it. Solo therapy, if you can tell me to stop freaking eating.
Okay, but
it's a form of having fun.
But yeah, that's true. It's like the celebratory thing. But what? So when
I find every moment to celebrate.
That's
like tonight,
true.
I was like, oh, I get to hang out with my friends.
Did
on
you
Monday
have pizza
night.
Tonight?
No, I had cauliflower fried rice. But if there's leftover pizza, I'll probably have some.
Let's probably have some. Yeah. But you eat an edible in the morning?
You should. Do
I
it right
did
now.
During the pandemic, man.
Even when we were trying to work out and become in shape,
we should prank CJ right now.
No, that was when I was like trying to remember. So it was like I was going through periods where I was working out. That was to offset the food I was eating, but I was still. That's why I don't look any different.
Wow.
No, you look different. There's a video of when we went to Omaha. You're twice the size.
Well, it's funny because I weigh the same amount that I did in Omaha.
But you look so much bigger back then.
It's because it was no muscle. Now I have some of the muscle that I got in between then, but I'm definitely way the same.
Right. Because you befriended Rod and you started whooping his ass.
And he had to run away from him a lot.
Yeah. Well, I use Rod as a punching bag to stay in shape.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We should prank CJ right now. Probably just ordering a pizza and just bringing it in here.
That is a great prank.
Oh my god.
Because we can tell each other's face.
You'd really get me if you got pineapple and pepperoni.
Dude, when CJ lost a billion pounds.
Don't get me started on pineapple.
After Omaha, CJ lost a ton of weight. He was really strict.
Yeah, remember Hunky CJ?
He would eat turkey burgers.
Yo, sure. What's up?
Turkey burgers, yogurt, and sometimes like some string cheese. And then one day you would like eat so much that you would fall asleep around being surrounded by Jack in the Box, Burger King, Taco Bell.
People that were friends, like Wit and his girlfriend at the time and their friends would like walk by me just like dead on the couch.
Yeah, you'd be dead at 8:30.
And no shame.
But you were losing a lot of weight.
It was fun.
Because, you know, Clay and Rod are on their journey to hotness.
My damn fucking app.
And Clay eats 1,300 calories a day.
Yeah.
The thing is, it's really easy. The math is really easy on how to lose weight. But just there's so much fun stuff to be doing other than that.
Yeah, I think the main thing I have to do is try and figure out how to exercise more.
What about walking? You were walking a lot, right?
Yeah, but I haven't been walking quite as much because I have a car now. Mm. For like a year and a half,
I didn't have a car. Blame Whit.
I'm not blaming Whit. I'm just
helping you out.
I'm just saying when I had to walk... I walked like 20,000 steps a day, and I did lose like 15 pounds.
What do you guys think about my theory I came up with the other day?
It was a thyre.
Thyre?
The thyre. Oh,
you're thinking about Kyrie.
No, the thyre that we are not allowed into Rod's house because he doesn't want to see all the things we've given him that we potentially might want back.
Remember when Rod had like our couch my couch for a while?
Yeah.
And then I wanted it back, and then I got it back, and I sold it. Sorry, Rod. I had hit a tough spot.
Yeah, we've had tough times. If anything, you're just...
It was a really
cool
couch,
you're saving
some
stuff we might sell.
I mean, I only have shoes from you, I think.
Yeah.
I gave Rod some shirts today.
I got some shirts.
Are you wearing one of them?
Yeah, I'm wearing one.
How do you like it?
I like it. It's great.
I found the best shirt, but they don't fit me. They're too,
like, plain
they're not wide enough.
Shirts look good on you, form-fitting, Rod.
Well, that's part of Rod's hotness journey.
Yeah.
That's part of his hot... Have we talked about this with you?
I gotta lose
He's
got
to find shirts that he feels good in. T-shirts.
I do like this shirt.
And Clay, this is one of Clay. Clay's wearing a black kind of like almost denim looking
black,
shirt.
But I'm not going to do it.
But that shirt is really cool.
Another theory I had about Clay was if he wasn't here right now and you told me to close my eyes and guess what his haircut was, I wouldn't know.
Because he always has a different funny haircut.
So someone's always taking scissors to it for content purposes.
Because he's got that perfect hair where you can kind of goof on it in any way, and it's fine.
I didn't say it was goofy. It's just,
he's like, no, random. It's random. He's handsome enough. He can handle it.
He's like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, he can handle the joke,
but then you see commercials and there's always a guy that looks like Clay.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, Clay, people text. I get a DM or a text from somebody maybe once every couple of weeks. It's like, I swear I saw Clay in the street today. And it's a photo of a guy who looks exactly like Clay, but it's not Clay.
You're real Clay.
Yeah, I'm real Clay. What's your thoughts on this?
Copywritten.
Oh, sorry. Hey, so this is on the Patreon, guys. No, this is normal. But on the Patreon, we were talking about our favorite movies.
Baby Driver.
Fuck off. Have you ever seen the music video for Baby Driver?
No. But I mean, I do enjoy Baby Driver.
Yeah, and I don't fucking like it because old brown haired no face. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
No, I think he got canceled.
Isn't he not a nice guy?
Okay, well, never mind.
Oh, so who are your friends? Who do you like to
If you watch the music video for Baby Driver, it's so good.
Really?
And you're like, this should be a fucking. It's not the video for Baby Driver. I can't remember the name of the band. But it stars Noel Fielding.
Like John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It stars
wasn't
Noel.
Wasn't it something mint?
I thought it was like Mox Mint or something.
Mint something?
And it stars Noel Fielding, who's There's so no way cool to get to the bottom of looking. And he kind of has Clay's haircut. He kind of does.
Yeah, he got a cool mullet.
He doesn't have. I know, and I was dunking on CJ for round face, but I have round face too.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pull off a lot of haircuts.
Anyway, and then they make the Baby Driver movie and they cast a jock. Nah, we don't like that. Cast Noel Fielding. He's right there. Why has he got to be young? Noel Fielding wasn't young when he's in the music video.
Because that was like that period of time. It was that Ansel Elgort guy. He was like Fault in Their Stars or whatever.
Yeah.
They were like trying to make him a thing.
Yeah, Blue Song, Mint Royal.
Mint Royal, that's the band. Oh. Yeah, fucking. Anyway, we were talking about our favorite movies.
I don't have one.
Rod.
I don't know.
So you would guess what his favorite movie is. It's not Two Girls, One Cup.
Wait, this is crazy.
It's A Million Girls, One Cup. Anyway, you guys need to subscribe to the Patreon.
That's a CJS joke for sure.
Yeah, that's why I told CJ. Subscribe to the Patreon. We got some good stuff going on in there.
I always just say Raising Arizona.
And A Million Girls, One Cup. I have a photo of me right there as a baby next to a Raising Arizona poster. Which is, and it's the poster that's downstairs. And my name was Arizona.
Anymore?
Have I ever said this?
Why are you a baby anymore?
I wish I was a fucking
baby. Yeah, when did you guys decide not to be a baby? What if that's how it worked?
I don't know.
You kind of have to make that choice.
I'm not going to be this anymore.
I decided I didn't want to be a baby around
She didn't get this four. For me.
I mean, at what point you actually hate being a baby?
Oh, dude.
You start crying.
Remember being like four and someone calling you a baby and you're like, I'm not a fucking baby. I'm a kid.
I'm a fucking four-year-old.
I'm a fucking kid.
My niece. So we went to Vegas and I took my niece to go see David Copperfield. And we were in the lobby of the MGM Grand. You know, crazy shit happens at the casino. So a guy stripped down and was mooning everyone in the lobby.
Yummy.
And my niece was there.
I said that.
My five-year-old niece was there and saw it, and she wasn't like, oh my God. She looked at the other kid that was across the lobby and said, I'm worried for what he's seeing. What? You're the same age.
Yeah. No, she's worried, though.
Nah, she's grown up and mature.
Yeah, she's mature.
You remember being a kid and watching a movie and not understanding it, really, and being, I'm sick of this shit.
Yeah.
I want to understand movies now.
That's what I was with Cheers.
I got to pay attention to this shit. Okay, hold up. I do that with fried green tomatoes. My mom would be sitting there loving it, and I go, all right, this is fucking boring. Right, let me try to pay attention as hard as I can.
I'm cutting this shit off right now.
All right, I'm not going to be no more the little baby watching a movie, sit on the floor playing toys while my mom watches fried green tomatoes. Right now, I'm going to pay attention to what Kathy Bates has to say.
No!
This shit is fucking boring.
I remember as a kid, the Cheers theme coming on and being like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It was scary almost. Like, it was just dim and everyone looked
and that weird photos. Yeah. Like, Ted black Danson. And white photo Ted Danson.
Strong-ass face.
Turn it off.
Old square head.
Yeah.
My dad always loves telling me a story about Ted Danson getting cast in Cheers. As if, like...
It's supposed to be inspiring.
Yeah, it's supposed to be inspiring, but it's, like, not at all.
CJ, now you have your Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, my Twitter's... I'm getting a lot of feedback on my Twitter.
Clay, CJ has been doing a lot of basketball guy tweets.
Yeah, I mean, this shit got a lot.
CJ's a basketball guy.
It's got almost it's got 6,000
retweets. Let me read this tweet.
That's psycho, dude.
You ever dribble a Kyrie down, you know,
a Nike shoe?
But we saw how hot, you know what? Yeah. I was high out of my goddamn gourd when I tweeted this.
That's crazy. It is true, though. He does look like that.
It is. Isn't that?
Read it. How do you explain it.
This? Okay, for the people listening, this is about Bobby Portis. So Google Bobby Portis.
I love his music.
Portishead. I tweeted Bobby Portis. Sorry, I'm choking on a gummy bear. Bobby Portis looks like when an actor plays a basketball player in a movie. And what is it about him?
It is, things are too clean and they fit too properly. Like, everything fits really just like...
Yeah, like an actor showed up and he never touched a basketball before, but then he's like, I'm ready, let's do this.
Yeah, you know how pro athletes always have their, like, special fit? Yeah. It doesn't seem like he has one. He's just, like, wearing... The clothes that are tailored for him.
People said that if you look at his face, they said that he looks like Will Smith in Spies in Disguise, that cartoon.
Oh my God, he does.
Because his goatee is also like perfect.
He does look like an action figure.
Yeah, he just
he's got big eyes.
Like the expensive action figure that.
But then a lot of feedback.
Looks like his headband is photoshopped on him.
Yeah, thick headband.
People were saying or replying to it, just say he's handsome. And I was like, I mean, he's handsome, I guess, but he's also just like how you would describe someone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He just looks...
He's good, though.
Smooth. He's a good bald guy?
He's a good bald guy.
Good for him, man, you know?
But then I also tweeted that... Thanks for the retweet on the David Copperfield thing, because I've been obsessed with that since...
Copperfield? What? That's a meth head's dream. Oh, boy.
That is true.
So a field full of copper.
You could sell that.
Rod, you could sell it. You gotta leave.
Buy meth.
You gotta leave.
Like they did in our house. You know that happened to the neighbors. And the mansion, you know, we lived next to a bunch of meth cooks in the mansion. And so when they all got kicked out by the owner, they stripped the entire house of its copper.
Whoa. I never knew the story about the meth people.
And how did they paint that house black?
Was it a big house or no?
Well, and then the new owners painted it black. It was not a new house.
Big house.
Oh, a big house? No, it was like a 3-bedroom house.
In the Los Feliz Hills?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one story with a weird storage thing underneath it. We all like scoped it out one day while they were gone.
Wait, what's a copper? Isn't that the stuff that comes when you do a big diamond heist?
Yeah, copper.
Yeah.
The like cap is
Nightcrawler, coming. I feel like, would sell that.
Yeah.
We're talking about coppers. You're talking about copper.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Coppers.
Capers?
Capers. So the meth heads moved in because they were all... So. What happened was, and I don't Copper need to tell the whole capers. Story. I'm sure we probably told the story on this podcast, right?
Probably not.
I don't know.
Oh, really? So we used to live in a mansion.
You've told that.
And then that. One day, we grew weed in the basement, or our roommates
you
did.
You did?
No. Yes. Our nice. Roommates did.
One of 12 roommates did.
And it was still illegal at this time to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
One day, also we'd have big parties, blah, blah, blah. We'd always get in trouble.
Yeah, pay rent parties. Yeah. You should be canceled for that. Yeah.
We would put on a show. That's and then.
Oh yeah, your entertainment was real
work. And that's how we get.
Cool. Show me the liquor license.
Cool.
Yeah, it's true. And so the cops come one day. We're sitting in my room, and there's a bunch of fucking cops like sneaking around in our yard, in the front yard, and in the backyard. And everybody hides in my room. And they go, there's several cops everywhere.
He gave out, gave him some money.
He went, gave him some money, raised his hands, and said, you got me.
Well, he also says, I like funding the police.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
What?
Rod walked out and said, fund the police.
You have a fund. Yeah.
Show
and
us
he
those,
gave him money.
You have some of those signs in your house, though, right?
Which ones?
Fund the police?
He said...
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't tell. No.
All right, we won't spread that lie. I mean that. Yeah, we just won't talk about that.
You won't spread that truth.
So I'm like, fuck it. All these cops are around, surrounding our fucking mansion. I go outside, and I'm like, hey, what's up, officers? What's going on? And they go, shh, shh. I was like, oh, shit. This is my house, guys. I can just let you in. I was going to say, like, we're just growing weed. It's not a big deal. They said, shh. And then
You instantly narked within.
I was going to say, like, if you guys want to come into the house, you can just come.
Because you like making cups. Their job's easier.
Yeah.
Well, these were some of these were just plain clothes.
I do remember. Cops I do remember guns. You saying, like, I'm going to save them some money.
This is a long
go
time.
Go outside.
This is an Obama era, so everything was absolutely cool with cops back then.
Cops are kind of like, yeah, yeah.
Everything was Bosos.
Yeah. Bosos?
No. So, anyway, so they go, we're doing a meth bust next door.
Why wouldn't they tell you?
Yeah, why didn't they tell you that?
Around? I don't know. And I go, what the fuck? And I walk back inside and I tell everybody, I guess they're doing a meth bust next door. But then it all added up. Because a couple weeks before that, a guy came and knocked on the door. I answered, and he said, "Hey, dude, I'm the brother of the guy who owns the house next door, and he wanted me to ask how much your power bill is." And our power bill was expensive; it was like $900 a month. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "It's like $900 a month." And he goes, "Ah, fuck."
And we were growing weed.
And we were growing weed in the bottom.
I mean, that's like.
And he goes,
there was 12 people there.
Yeah, and he goes, "Ah, fucking!" I'm like, what's going on? And he goes, "Our power bill. My brother's power bill is way more money than that." And I was like, oh, fuck.
You saying, give me the scoop?
Well, he goes, what do you think's going on? And he said, he's in prison and a lot of his buddies that are getting out on parole, he's letting live next door.
And they had to plug in their meth machine.
Yeah, trying to figure out what's going on. And then we're...
you ever seen a meth machine?
They're mining Bitcoin.
It's a big metal box that goes...
Oh, yeah. And then we started thinking, and it made sense, because they were always, like, people were parking the cars in front of the house, and they were just walking out and talking to them and shit.
Mm. Who was our celebrity neighbor?
Booger. From Booger. Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes. Armstrong? Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah, he was cool.
And then I thought he was mean to you guys.
No, he was nice.
Well, if he was...
I mean, he had every right to be mean to us, but he was nice. Oh. And then the mean... like psychiatrist from Terminator and Terminator 2.
Yeah, yeah.
He was also one of our neighbors.
Wow. So was he mean?
No, everybody was nice. That I don't remember seeing.
Yeah, it's insane
one
that
mean
they didn't
neighbor
call the cops on us constantly.
But people would call the cops on us.
But not as much as we thought. It's not as much as you think.
Well, you can see it in YouTube videos now. Well, you know how like TikTok and YouTubers,
yeah,
they all live in mansions.
Yeah, we had a content house.
Well, it was like before that, like right before that time. And now they say, like, there's some videos out there where it's like, hey, if this neighbor was just cool with us, we would probably turn our music down. But instead, they're being dicks, so then they make videos about destroying their house. So it's, like, almost a tactic that I feel like those people are like...
Well, there's all those videos of, like, my neighbors keep complaining that my car is too loud in the morning. And then they just, like, rev the engine as loud as they can as the sun's coming up.
Here's a question. How close were we to becoming a content house?
We were.
I mean, we would put out a video every single week.
No, but it was supposed to be a content house.
No, but even like lots of vlog.
Well, that was the idea. The guy who had us move in there wanted
to have the production, the whole upstairs be a production office.
And then he let that go on for way too long.
Well, he ended up not being able to live there after a couple of weeks.
After
he's doing
2 days.
Great. Now he's doing
great.
Oh,
the other guy, yes. I was talking about the owner of the house. I won't bring up the other guy.
I don't know what happened to the owner of the house. I'm sure he sold it. You can see it on.
It's up for its for sale.
Go check it out, everybody.
What is it?
3787 Prestwick Drive.
Yeah,
in Los Angeles 90028. That's our old house.
Imagining us in there is hilarious.
Yeah, it's so.
I think also it wasn't as easy to make content as it is now.
Still pretty.
Well,
no.
Let's stop
Brooks
talking
was
about
there
this.
Making some vines every
we
day.
We know it's not a good
Brooks
story.
Brooks went viral on Vine.
Yeah.
We know it's not a good story because two networks have passed on the two shows.
Exactly.
That's true.
Don't worry. My relationship, we've tried to pitch as a show twice, and they've both times they said no.
Oh, good.
Well, so, that's good. Speaking of getting in
we gotta
shape,
stop mining
let's talk about getting in shape really fast because I've tried. There's a time period of my life where I worked out a lot at a trainer. Didn't think anything changed about my body. Now I look at videos from that time period where I don't have my shirt on, and I'm like, I look fucking awesome. Well, that's the best I ever looked. Here's what I want to know, though. Vin Diesel. Yeah. Vin Diesel's body...
Can I say something real quick? I'm getting in shape. The shape of a pin, a bowling pin.
Yeah, I'm
shape
getting
of a
shape.
Stupid idiot. Stupid dumbass.
Shape of a Swedish fish.
Yeah.
That is a cool shape.
Vin Diesel, though, do we consider him like in really good shape?
He's pushing it these days.
Because I was looking though at videos. So we watched like an old video of him from the 90s, his short film, and he's for sure strong and looks great in that.
Yeah.
But then it was like such a gradual thing where he's also 54 years old and he does look good, but it's this like he's got that perfect body type where even if he gained a lot of weight, I feel like it would just go to kind of the right parts.
It would go to his stomach. He did that before. They were like trying to catch him when he was like fat, and then he loses it pretty quickly for a movie. But he's still. But now he's at the point where no matter what he does, his body's gonna look weird.
But he doesn't do the G thing that all the celebrities do.
What's
now?
The G thing?
You know, whatever the fucking steroids is.
Oh, you're not talking about G Fuel.
What's Gamer? G Fuel?
It's for gamers.
It's Gamer Fuel. What is that?
It's like a little thing you put. I think you mix it in water.
Yeah,
it's like a drink. It's like an energy drink.
Makes you stay up late.
Yeah,
I can't be making my go any faster than it goes.
Probably give you a heart attack.
Yeah,
I had a nightmare last night, Clay, with about you.
Okay, go.
I already told CJ.
Shoot, Scooter.
I had a dream last night that me and you.
We know why.
Should I play scary music?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is how pathetic.
Something spooky.
My dreams are.
This one's called The Weasel. Sounds pretty scary.
And that's your nickname for middle school. Uh-huh. I can't even hear any music, so I'm just having to trust you.
Go for it.
I had a dream that me and you were... Oh, I hear it.
Okay.
All right, let me paint the scene.
All right.
There's a curb, a red curb. It's dusk. Okay. We're sitting on the curb together. There's other people there. I don't know who it is.
Magic Hour?
Magic Hour.
Okay.
We're making people laugh, doing improv.
Yes, ending.
Literally doing improv.
Yes, ending during Magic Hour? Sounds like a Judd Apatow film.
Yeah, and we're sitting down, though, like doing proper improv. Right. And then it's killing. But I'm being really funny. And you're being not quite as funny.
Oh, my God, Clay. That's
and so Clay...
Up. Now we know how he really
I start doing something, and Clay, you say, I don't want to do that anymore. And then you start doing something.
Right.
And you kill. Uh-huh. And you're killing. Everybody's laughing so much. And whatever you're doing, I don't even know how to do it.
Right.
And then...
What was it?
I can't remember. He was being funny in a way that I don't even know
what's
how.
It that
he was doing something like that. And then my dream is me waking up from the dream, like in the movies.
In the full pajama suit, too.
And I go...
And then you heard this in the background... You said, oh my God, I'm free. And then you heard, like, down the hallway, y'all want some sweet time?
No.
The guy from Family Guy?
No, from the joke I was doing earlier.
This is what happened.
That's his big joke.
That was my big joke.
He woke up, oh my God, I had a nightmare. And then he heard, it's okay, honey. Just lay back down. And then he turned to his left and it was you.
You want some sweet time?
Yeah, it was you saying that.
That would be actually scary.
Yeah.
No, then I woke up, and then I was in my dream. I woke up from the dream and was like, Clay hates doing it. Clay will never let me do improv.
Is that what you've been wanting to do this whole time?
And that is why we are a bad team. Yeah. It's because he won't let me do improv.
Oh, you guys are the worst team that have stayed together.
Hold up, though. This is in my dream.
All of you.
And
guys.
I'm like, I can't sleep. In the dream, I'm like, I'll never be able to fucking sleep. Yeah. God damn it. I just wish Clay and I could do fucking improv together. And then, in my mind, I'm in the dream, I'm like, I wake for hours just thinking about this. And then I actually wake up and have a migraine in real life.
Oh, classic.
And I take my pill and I go, what was I dreaming about? And I start thinking about it and I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
You've been incepted.
I was absolutely incepted. In real life, now I'm taking my medicine.
Think about
we
had to steal secrets from Wit, and we're at a fucking improv show in a parking lot.
Do you guys want to know my favorite part of Inception?
What?
When I smoked too much weed and fell asleep 10 minutes into it.
What about when we went and saw It?
No.
And you fell asleep within 5 minutes, and you woke up right before the credits started, and you said, I didn't like it.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't really like that.
No, what I did with that movie was I decided it was the first movie where... I said this before the movie. I said, whenever I'm feeling tired in a movie, I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm just going to go to sleep. So I started to take mini naps. I did it during Avengers Endgame.
Where I was every like, that was my birthday. Everybody fell asleep.
Yeah, I
was
a taking, movie that he loves.
I was taking mini naps.
He bought the Blu-ray.
Dude, well, remember? I just like the merch. Remember my ex-girlfriend when I first started dating her? I would take her. There was like this period of 6 months where I would take her to screenings with everybody because we used to go to all those late night screenings of movies that like I loved. And this obviously, whatever lame.
This is how you
every comedian has a joke about their lame ass boyfriend doing this. And the joke became, I would take her to see fucking The Dark Knight or something, and you'd look over 10 minutes in, and she'd just be sound asleep for every fucking movie. Was this the same
girlfriend that you had to teach how to enjoy stand-up comedy by paying attention to the words they say?
Well, she one time said to me, we didn't last long, 3 years. She one time said to me, she said, because she hated stand-up, and she said, I realized today that if you pay attention to the whole story, it's a lot funnier.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? Like, if you pay attention to what the comedian's saying, it's funnier? And she's like, yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
It does help,
though. Why don't you do jokes about relationships now?
Yeah.
Like that.
Relationship stuff?
No.
Wait, let's talk about that. What you were trying to figure out.
That's a good joke.
You're trying to figure out what joke, kind of
stand-up. The joke is, like, who... You're just absolutely befuddled by someone saying something so dumb in such a casual way that's supposed to be, like, a throwaway thing. But highlights.
Well, what's another example? I'm sure I do. I just can't think of
any. He's gonna have to get two more examples, Clay.
Yeah.
That seems right.
I'll think about it. If anybody out there is listening has any examples, please DM me.
All right, let's talk about Fast and Furious.
Okay.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, so CJ weeks ago, what, 3 or 4 weeks ago?
Maybe like, yeah, a month ago.
You send me, I bought tickets to see Fast and Furious 4DX. Four of them.
Opening day. Afternoon.
With Megan. Right? That was the plan?
I bought four tickets because I wanted four friends to go.
Yeah. All right. So me and Clay and Rod all go.
The shaker seats fits four.
Not only shaking.
Yeah. Oh, this 4DX theater.
They spit
though,
on you. Let's talk about like the trash. Theater. It's punching in your back.
We go to this theater. This is like the first...
Not
let's
a
break
joke.
It. Let's what break it down. What? Hold on. Let me set the scene.
What did I do to you?
Wait, I'll set the scene. Also, the type of theater, like everything about this is wild. We'd never heard of this theater.
It's a new theater in
a new
North Hollywood. It's awesome. I can't remember
the name. Cool.
If you want Regal. To set a scene, you have to give a for the improv work.
Do you guys want to go see Space Jam there?
Yeah, I would love to.
Sure. Wait, is it going to be 40X?
I was looking today if it was going to be 40X and it's not listed yet. Black Widow's the next 4DX film.
Did y'all notice that they were squirting smells at you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
And when there was a woman on screen, it was perfume.
If you go and you're like driving by. You're interrupting me. That's rude.
Yeah, you actually be rude.
If you go, if you're driving by Regal for some reason, and they say they have a big jug of carrot juice smell.
Mm-hmm.
Into the theater.
When the kid walking in with carrot juice smell.
Yeah, you know.
That's Space Jam.
Space Jam's about to be 40X.
Everybody get
now,
it.
Wait, what was this so important for you to interrupt?
I was trying to set the scene about the movie.
This is not an improv show.
Before we get into...
He's about to ask for a word from the audience.
You guys, I feel canceled right now. And all I was doing was trying to help. All right,
wait.
CJ, do,
the floor
do
is
a
yours.
Monologue real quick. Just prime him up.
Okay. All right, Whit. Let's hear it.
Set the scene.
All right, we drive to North Hollywood together. COVID is over.
Wait, remember that?
What?
Set the scenes. The kids begin.
Set the stage. The ambush begins. Through the windows. The walls are breaking in.
I did that.
Both getting off track. Yeah.
That's the Warriors, everyone.
That's really...
Set the stage by the Warriors.
Is that movie good?
No, this is not that movie. This is a band. Hardcore band.
Okay.
I haven't been to a movie like this in forever. At least over a year.
And it's supposed to be good.
And it's a packed theater, and COVID is over now. COVID's over. Never even existed, pretty much. Yeah. We wait in line. It feels like every employee at the movie theater is their first day. Everybody's just,
might be the first day the theater's open.
It truly might have been. It was like, the line is like, why the fuck is this taking so long? People are just getting popcorn.
Yeah.
And then I get there, and I order popcorn. And it took him 6 minutes to give me popcorn. The guy's being very careful, and I'm like, it made me feel good. Like, oh wow, these teenagers have jobs. This is awesome. So then we go into the theater. There's trailers that are all shaking your ass around.
Oh boy.
But only for some of them.
Well, no, they had specifically made trailers for the 4DX technology. Which,
what were some of the trailers?
Hey, Kane, if you don't know what 4DX is, it's a chair that punches you in the back, shakes you around, throws rubble at your feet.
Spits at you.
Spits at you.
Bites your ankles.
And gives you some...
Just kind of shoots air sometimes.
Yeah. First thing I do, because I'm sitting... Me and CJ have popcorn. And wait, I see...
Can I tell you one thing I didn't like?
What's that?
What is the deal with that fucking flash bulb?
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to like, make it look like there's a mass shooting.
Like they're shooting the gun. Yeah, yeah.
Not good.
And but you're supposed to do it at you, not at the screen.
Yeah, well, and it lights up... all of the plugs in the rafter.
Yeah, you can see.
Exposed, unfinished ceiling.
Can I tell y'all the dream way that this podcast would go? It's ruined now, though.
What?
Is that we talk about what happens in the movie, and as we're talking about it, we add a new thing that the chair did. And we then riff on
that. Well, how are we supposed to know that plan?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Vin Diesel's getting shot at by a fucking helicopter, and then Clay says, and the fucking lights are going off on the side of the theater.
You can't expect that much from Clay.
You want to outline this.
Yeah,
so we're not going to do
that. Yeah, you have too much faith in your friends. Yeah.
I'm just, you know, this is our first pod back, because we all went to a movie.
And yeah. From what?
Cove. But every time I've been on this podcast and we were reviewing movie, we always review it in the last 5 seconds because we ended up I was too high or like.
Well, Clay is not even have a piece of paper to write his review.
So there's so many things that are gone wrong already. So might as well just. Go
all right.
With the
well,
flow.
I'm just thinking about our listeners. I'm trying to build our audience.
It's a good idea.
I can tell you.
I think this is kind of like a Joe Rogan episode because all I hear is complaining.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay, you got Joe Rogan over there to laugh at that?
Give me like 4 minutes.
All right, hold on, maybe say
I
it
heard,
again.
I heard that comics from Austin are moving back already.
Yeah, that's what Clay told me that. Yeah, see, Joe loves that.
I'm moving to Austin.
Wait, Joe wouldn't like that, because you were saying he complained. Oh, that's Joe's big brother? That's Joe's little brother. Mm-hmm. What were the trailers that played that had the 4DX stuff?
Stop. This is how you prank me. Just give me gummies.
I can't remember.
All I know is that they did the roller coaster thing.
That was fun.
And it said to the side, turn water on, turn water off. And I broke, I don't want water spraying my popcorn, so I turned that shit off. And then the trailers play, no water, but they're still shaking my ass around.
Someone
and then the movie comes on, and the water
and
comes back on.
And they auto the water back on. So Rod caught it for me early.
I got a spray right into my corn.
That's no good.
Jared Logan used to have a really good joke about...
Should we call him?
Yeah. The kid, imagine those teenagers we described... They're like having to change that water in between screenings. Their asses ain't just... They're spitting in it.
They're doing all kinds
shit.
Of funny yeah. stuff. Kidding me?
Next to the carrot juice.
See, here's
cut
the thing.
Cut to the carrot juice.
The thing with Fast and Furious is I've only seen the first one.
No, you keep saying this. I've seen the last five.
No. We saw Hobbs and Shaw together, but that's not part of Fast and Furious.
You had to have seen six. That was like the one that was big.
Nope. I never saw the one with The Rock in it. I never seen
Isn't
any of the other
Hobbs
ones.
And Shaw?
What?
Isn't that Hobbs and Shaw?
No, The Rock is in a different one, too.
I don't think Hobbs and Shaw counts as a fat...
That's a spinoff. It's Fast and Furious Presents.
I've seen
Hobbs
the first
and
one, and I've seen this one. In my mind, Paul Walker also died just like a few years ago, but he died 2013.
We were at the mansion.
So he hasn't been in a lot of these movies.
Michael Bush told me.
Everybody's dream way to hear somebody died. So I don't know what's going on, but whatever. Vin Diesel's works at a farm now.
He does?
They
live on a farm.
You don't remember the movie or what did the chair shake you to art?
Honestly, there was a point where it almost flung me onto the screen.
Well, no, wait, it actually opens with young Vin Diesel, who's 30.
Opens? Young Vin Diesel's throughout the whole film.
Well, yeah, but it starts
but it opens
with young
with, the
Vin
movie
Diesel.
Starts like this.
You're at a racetrack, and young Vin Diesel is in 1989, and he's 30 years old.
87, I think, right?
Sure, 1987, he's 30 years old. He's played by a guy who doesn't look anything like Vin
Diesel. Okay, can I ask you that?
What?
How many minutes went by till you realized that was supposed to be Vin Diesel?
Nobody can play Vin Diesel young.
Through that whole intro, I spent, is that Vin Diesel? That's Vin Diesel.
Well, yeah, it's like, okay, there's a guy with a low voice. Are we supposed to believe he's Vin Diesel? But he's like 30. And I was like, isn't Vin Diesel like 25 in the first Fast and Furious? So how could he be 30 in 1987?
However, I think that guy's a cool actor.
He looks cool.
I'll see him in other stuff.
Yeah, the guy they got to play Little John Cena is good. But they looks like Little John Cena.
But boy, I want someone to post when everyone's seen it. We gotta post comparisons of their young selves next to their new selves.
Their heads get crazy, man.
They're both brothers who lost touch, but had a common ground that they decided to start lifting in between.
And that somebody would like shove a fucking basketball pump into their belly button and just pump it up a few times. They don't look normal. Like, they're not normal, strong
people.
John
Cena's head, his face, is...
His proportions are... That picture of him in a suit is hilarious.
Suicide Squad was the other trailer.
Oh, yeah. So...
They've already tricked us. We're seeing that, too.
So, John Cena, the dad dies, whatever. Then it cuts back. John Cena and Vin Diesel are brothers, and you never knew about this. Then it cuts back to present day, and Vin Diesel works at a farm now with his girlfriend?
Huh.
Or friend?
Girlfriend.
I think they're dating, at least.
Michelle Rodriguez.
And she's smoking hot and a badass. Yeah. That's what she's known for.
Still.
And they have a child, but it's with some... Little Brian. From some other woman.
Yeah.
That I don't know who that
Little
is.
Little Dom.
His name is Little Dom?
No, that's...
the restaurant.
That's the restaurant, but also it's Dom Jr.
That's his name.
No, it's Little Brian.
What? Oh, his name is Brian.
Can't believe that Vin Diesel would name a child Brian.
He named after his best friend, Brian.
Paul Walker?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, that's sweet. We love that.
And they keep mentioning Brian. And I used
Brian's,
to think it's Paul Walker.
He's busy. He's taking care of the
kids. Is this first movie with the kids in?
Yes, yeah. Vin Diesel's kid. I was getting confused because there's a kid in Furious 7. That's the one I watched to prep for this one.
Yeah. You prepped.
Yeah, you had to
prep. You did your homework before.
You didn't watch Fate of the Furious?
That's 8?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know if I remember that one.
I don't think I do either.
To be honest.
The last one I really remember is the one where they drive through Rio.
Is that Slow 7?
Yeah.
Slow 7?
Yeah. Wasn't that one of them?
All right.
I can be wrong.
Moving on. How was your guys' day?
I'd say it was pretty good.
So they're sitting there with their little boy. And then a car comes and they pull out guns and tell the boy to jump in a hole.
Get in the hole! They said, get the farm hole, boy!
Yeah.
And this is my problem with all television movies.
What?
The farm hole?
Any of this shit happened. So many times it happened to these characters, I would have killed myself by movie 2 at least.
Oh my god. These people are living on the anxious...
Well, every minute of their life.
Red all
in
the
movie
time.
1, they steal DVD players.
Yeah. It's an independent film.
Well, we really haven't got into this. So far, there's a farm hole that boys got in. So we haven't
We'll get into it. Back to the film.
We're about 3 minutes
and then
in.
It turns out that these are actually good guys. This is Tyrese and some other
Ludacris.
People.
What do you mean turns out? We've known that. They're good guys.
No, the people in the Jeep are good guys.
Tyrese,
that they
Ludacris,
go get the boy to hide from. Turns out the boy can come out of the farm hole. Because Tyrese is like, and Ludacris is like, there's a bomb that's going to blow up the world or something.
You remember seeing that video where they said, hey, we have a video for you guys to show you how bad things are. And you saw the fake video of the guy getting like
Jumped
or something?
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell got jumped. And when you saw that video and you're like, this is the best you could do?
Yeah, Kurt Russell had one day.
The Zoom video?
That Zoom video that they had?
Oh, he obviously filmed it over Zoom.
And do you think, is Kurt Russell in other movies?
Yes.
And I'm like, this is about to be a crazy low-effort movie. And
I was thinking the same thing, dude. The first 10 minutes, I was like, I think this might suck. Because it was fucking boring.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this flashback's not working for me. This farm shit's not working for me. And then, boom, baby, they're in some place.
Nonstop.
They're in some jungle.
Like Greece or something. I don't know where they are. And they are driving. I mean, Michelle Rodriguez on a motorcycle. She looks cool as fuck. One guy, Tyrese, is in like a tank thing. And then fucking Vin Diesel.
Where did they go?
I don't know. They went to like 30 places in 20 minutes.
It's a classic movie trope with the the wood bridge that can't hold.
Oh, yeah.
They did it with a damn car.
Yeah. They drove over a bridge that was falling down, and they were somehow driving up one side of it.
I like how that little wood road came up on the GPS.
I gotta see this movie.
Yeah.
I gotta see this movie.
We gotta go again.
And then, well, the bridge is going out, right? And then yeah. they...
He Spider-Man swings. He somehow drives over one of the ropes and makes it tie around his tire, the axle of his car.
He bounces like a grappling hook off another mountain.
Well, he had the grappling hook button.
This is Vin Diesel.
But remember,
doing this.
If you had a grappling hook button in your car, and you're like, I'm going to use this in case I need to like grab rope, it wouldn't be where he put it.
No.
That's like...
It was right next to the right tire.
It would be like under all the
Here's what
the
I'm
dashboard.
Asking as well, guys.
What's up?
Is there a toy line for this film? Because this is something I'd go nuts for as a kid.
I don't know.
Just that's like a not any Ford costumes. Mustang? Yeah, they sell those like, already.
You could see them. All these toys are on the street already.
Here's another thing that made me laugh. Imagine, what Vin Diesel and all these characters were doing in the first one. Like, he was a mechanic.
They just soup up a Kia Rio.
Now... They're freaking have rocket packs.
Yeah, I always kept thinking, like, where's the... Are they government employees?
Yeah.
They are?
No, I don't know, but they go on missions like they are...
But
it's
why?
It's like secret government. It's
Why do they do any of this?
Who knows?
Is it explained in
the
other movies?
They save the world.
Wait. So
why are they doing it?
How do they know to get the video of the government guy getting jumped? How do they have access to that?
Yeah, exactly. Are they employed by the... This is my same shit with Empire Strikes Back. Why is the Empire bad?
Yeah.
Well, they blow up planets.
Yeah, but why do they do that?
Because it makes them...
Because they're just bad?
Yeah.
Let's hear about why, though. I need to know why.
My other thing, too, this is a great case study, this film, on... You don't have to explain why if it's entertaining as hell.
It is, but I just... And trust me, you're watching this movie, you don't care at all about why. But I'm thinking of it, I'm like, why do they... What is their job? How do they make money? Stuff like that. I get they need to go get this half of this bomb, and so they do try to get it. John Cena gets it from them, and they escape.
The movie is there's a bomb, but it's broken up into three pieces.
Yeah, two pieces.
Two of the ball, and then one is the code.
Little girl.
Or the,
oh, yes.
There's some key that we don't know about.
Yeah, so they swing away like Spider-Man, and Clay brought up, it's funny because the helicopters are shooting at them, and while the helicopters are shooting... the lights are going off in the theater and brightening up the theater for 1 millisecond where
getting
you can see everybody sitting next
to
you. You're getting punched. I'm getting punched in the shoulder blade every 5 seconds.
Everyone, let's just say what our favorite thing was about the chair. Mine was the rubble that it felt like they shot air at
your feet, ankles.
But it makes it feel like there's pebbles getting
thrown. It feels like a little fish is biting your ankles
in
the water.
They got to work on the sound of those things.
Yeah,
it just kept going psst.
Every time somebody gets punched, you hear, because it's like wind getting blown at your face.
It really isn't fun. You should be able to turn the punching in the back.
I think it's really fun. I had a
punching in the back.
That. Oh, punching in the back was my favorite.
I liked it. There's like one scene where it was raining in the scene, and it just kind of drops a few drops of water on your head.
There is a sketch in Kentucky. It opens up Kentucky Fried Movie. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
No.
Called like the feel. Feel good theater or whatever, and it's that. It's the 40, like people will like throw water on you and punch you in the face and stuff
nice.
Like that.
Remember when Jaws 3D came out or something like that, and the movie's just like they go to the camera.
Yeah, do you want this drink?
Right.
And they just put the drink up to the camera.
But we should make a 40X movie where you go, all right, go punch him in the back.
Quick, blow out his ankles.
Yeah.
quick, spit in his popcorn.
Let's just make that
tomorrow. Flash something over to the right side of
his
head.
Here's another thing I want to talk to you guys about. Let's start doing sketch comedy.
You're already doing it.
I know,
your
but
TV
I
want to
do it with you guys.
Okay, so the helicopter...
We're 47 minutes from the pond, by the way.
27?
47.
Well, we're almost done talking about the first scene. So the car, Spider-Man swings
across...
Well, let's
not give it all away.
Okay.
Talk about your experience.
Let's talk about... The car swings across the fucking river, and then the helicopter guys who are chasing the car can still easily see Vin Diesel in the car. But for some reason, they're like, oh, is that what it is?
I think it's something like that.
Well, to me, I thought they were just like, well, you know what? That's impressive. Let's let him
I think that guy's probably dead.
Do you think Vin Diesel had to audition for the movie, the first one, when his name is Vin Diesel.
Yeah, I think it was probably Offer.
Offer only?
Yeah. So, okay, so I don't remember what happens next, but the thing that we need to just talk about that's the most important thing here is they go and they meet up with the dudes from Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Who are now all old and two of them are very skinny, and in a way that it's like, you guys have not been part of Hollywood in a long time. And then little Bow Wow's there, and he's normal-sized Bow Wow
now. Oh, wait.
No, he's kind of smaller.
Didn't he ever write the song that goes, arf,
arf? He did. Bow Wow, whoa, yippee, yo, yippee, yay.
Where my dogs have. But I will say, those guys were great.
They were so entertaining.
Hilarious.
And they are just goofballs. I want their movie.
They
I
are
want
now
see it.
The Q. Like, they're like the gadget guys.
Well, are they in any other movies?
No, but in Tokyo Drift, they're like, they know Han, because Han was in the third one.
Han Solo.
No.
Oh.
Han.
You're thinking of the poster.
Sorry, yes.
But Tokyo Drift, was a completely different movie where it was about drifting, and it was supposed to be, that guy was like considered like the Shane West? Is that a guy?
Yeah, Shane, I mean, he's like Shane a guy Davis. From Alabama who's in a bunch of good like indie movies. He's in Sling Blade, he's in Crazy in Alabama, he's in
Aaron
some cool
Paul.
Shit.
He looks like Aaron Paul.
He's just like authentic Southern dude, and then there's the other guys, and so they're building a rocket, and they're just goofballs, and it's really entertaining. And part of this deal is that they gotta kill a satellite in order for this bomb or whatever it is not to go off. It's like not a bomb; it's like a technology bomb, where like
is it gonna fuck up a computer?
Yeah,
all bombs are technology.
And so
bombs.
Tyrese and Ludacris are like, I guess we're gonna have to go to space.
Yes.
And so they take a like Ford Fiesta to space, or what's the car? It's
Fiata?
Like
Fiero.
Fiero.
They take somehow the Tokyo
they're in scuba
Drift,
suits.
And this is all, why you have to see
vintage
this movie.
Scuba suits.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
But remember getting in space and then the chair slowly goes back.
Oh, it was awesome.
Slowly goes forward.
See this fucking movie in 4DX for the space shit. So they are talking. As if, like, are you ready to do this? I'm ready. And then it turns out they're on top of a rocket ship that's going out of the atmosphere while they're having this conversation.
How much money do you think it would take if we premiered our movie, and but we had a, we can get to program the 4DX chairs to shake you and wiggle you?
I was saying to Clay I want to do it for a comedy that we make, and it's every time something funny happens, you get shook, and it's just
you
shake
it
throughout
do,
the whole thing.
I want when I go and do stand up, I want to have one 4DX chair, but then I just hire like some people or like a Billy Strong guy just to shake chair
around,
and like
spill water
spill
at you.
Water on. Yeah,
we love it. So
yeah,
so then Ludacris and Tyrese are like, so the whole time Tyrese is like, do you ever think that this is his whole thing through the whole movie?
Well, this, I have a theory behind all this.
What?
Well, the first time in the movie, the first like funny moment you have is a character comes in and goes, isn't it weird that we get into these situations and we don't get hurt? And
it's not like even a scratch.
It's like a meta commentary on the movie. And I'm like, why are they doing this? But it's because the movie is about the movie's coming back after COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Vince Diesel? Remember when he was looking for his brother and they said it was in London and the guy handed him a Corona?
Mm-hmm. A lot of Coronas.
Well, that's his favorite drink.
And he put it down. He goes, no more. Hey, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, we're done with Corona.
Done this. And remember,
how did I not get something in the
remember this? Remember this? Where the truck did the Joker thing?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the truck fell or something, and it did the Inception thing. That's about Tenet, because those are both Christopher Nolan movies, and Tenet was the first movie back.
Okay.
And remember, they mentioned Trump.
They did.
Yeah, they said rich boys run the world.
Oh, that was a line for the villain says that.
Wow.
In the world. Clay, you paid attention harder than
I did. I actually wrote it down.
I was too busy getting off the damn floor because a chair formed me.
remember when the girl was telling her story about getting kidnapped? Where were they going? They were going to the movies. I don't. Something interrupted.
Oh.
You read a damn article about this.
Well, so this movie was made.
Can you write this article, Clay?
This movie was actually shot before COVID, though.
It was supposed to come out last year.
Because I saw an interview where Vin Diesel's talking about how they just finished shooting it, and it's in the beginning of March.
Oh. We also need to recommend the Vin Diesel celebrating
Chronicles of Riddick
becoming the number one Blu-ray DVD. Sales, and he goes on Facebook and records him singing along to.
It's just really charming.
Katy Perry and
Ernest Vin Diesel.
So good.
It does nothing but help him.
And you know how Sarah Cooper like was inspired to do the Trump thing? Like, I want to memorize
it. Go for the dance, stay for the slaps. Is what I say.
Yeah, he does his little hand claps.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the best part about seeing this movie is that everybody who was there. Was there to have fun,
yep.
And that is a perfect movie to go see as your first movie back in real time action. We've even though we already saw Spiral and Cruella, but the best moment in the movie, the biggest laugh, was when Tyrese. You see him in his scuba suit, which they're wearing in space, as that he's realizing that they're. Ford Fiesta, their Chevy Cavalier or whatever it is, launched properly, and he's like, holy shit, he's being quiet, and then the Earth is in the reflection. The Earth is in the reflection of his scuba suit. What?
He had a monologue there that says, trust the science.
Yeah.
Actually,
Clay, what the hell? I missed all this stuff.
Yeah.
And Ludacris and him are freaking out. They're trying to shut down this satellite, and they have to do something that is really cool. Where you're like, oh shit, are they going to make it? I don't want to give it away. And this is the first time I'm not giving away a movie.
And in the meantime, there's a crazy chasing going on.
There's a thousand crazy psychotic chasings. They get this new... They're having to come up with crazy shit for these movies all the time, I guess. But this one is that they have a really big magnet, and they have a big old tank. So they're just like magnetizing it and then making the bad guys' cars slam against the tank. It's awesome.
I've been using my air conditioner in my car pretending it's that damn magnet knob.
Yeah, they're like turning it, dude. Everybody's awesome in this. Nobody dies. That's the other part I love about this shit. One guy comes back to life. I've never seen any of his movies.
That happened in the trailer.
Han's back.
Go ahead.
I guess that's the thing with these movies, listening to other podcasts, is like everybody is in play.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love that about these Fast and Furious movies.
That only happened in the last few movies.
I've only seen these two, but they
Michelle
say...
Michelle Rodriguez dead at one point?
Yes, she was.
So like everybody's in play. Even if you die, you can just come back to life and people are like, whatever.
And so that was a major leap in the series, was being like, the rules are flexible. And they're about to, and I hope it happens... The next one, or one of the next ones, is going to be Fast and Furious Jurassic Park crossover.
Well, that's what it should have been all along.
It's going to be awesome.
Because I don't like these other Jurassic Park movies. Vin Diesel punching a dinosaur, that's awesome. But I guess Vin Diesel just made a movie where he fights dinosaurs. It's crazy to me that these people make other movies that you just don't see.
Yeah. The thing is, like, the crossover movie, I think, is good. It celebrates movies. And they remember they're going to do that with 21 Jump Street.
Oh, a celebration of cinema.
Yeah.
That's the other cool thing about Fast and Furious is that it's a movie. It exists only in movies. It's not like some IP that people bought. It's like that and Mission Impossible.
It's like what?
Mission Impossible is an IP.
It's a TV show.
When you were a kid at a video store and you picked up a movie with. Rockets and cars and karate on the cover, you want it like this movie is what you want.
But do you and here's another thing that's interesting. You take Vin Diesel out of Fast and Furious, is it still a big hit?
I don't know either,
but I could honestly say if you take Tom Holland out of Spider-Man, people are still gonna go watch Spider-Man.
Well, there's been three other Spider-Mans,
so Vin Diesel is sort of the heart.
You know, they did take him out of Fast and Furious, or he didn't do three.
Yeah, he wasn't in the third one.
But that was
fourth
but
one.
Those,
was he in the fourth?
No, the third and the fourth, yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, the second one? He's not in Too Fast,
not,
Too Furious.
He's not in a few of them.
He's not in... He's definitely not in Tokyo Drift.
Fast 5
is Paul Walker in
return.
That one?
No, wait, it was Fast and... It was called Fast, Ampersand, and
There's one that's called Furious. The Fast and
Too
the Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious is the second one, right?
He's not in that.
And then there's Tokyo Drift.
That's what Ludacris and Tyrese were introduced
to. And then is it Fast and Furious is the fourth one?
You know what? I've been seeing everyone doing it. I might rewatch all of these.
I'll do it. I wanted. What's the last one that Paul Walker is in? Fast Five?
Seven, I think.
Oh, okay.
It's sad, man. You think you don't think that shit is cheesy, but it's sad.
So will we give this?
Absolute. Bottom of my heart. Seen
in maybe 10 years.
10 out of 10.
This is an absolute 10 out of 10.
This and They Came Together were my favorite movies in the last 10 years.
Okay.
They Came Together could have come out 10 years ago.
I'll give you a spoiler alert.
Of the last
alert.
10 years.
I'll give you a spoiler alert of how I feel.
All right.
It's 10 out of 10.
Well, that's my review.
But I have another review here.
What kind of music do you want me to tell you to play?
What?
I'm trying to remember how we used to do this. You ask what kind of music.
What type of music should I do?
What time is Neil Brennan coming over again?
He's going to be over in 15 minutes. We got to wrap it up.
Is that a favorite thing to do now?
play something high octane with a jazz pop tinge.
Okay. Hi everyone, my name is Clay Tatum. If I was reviewing this movie, I would give it a 10 out of 10. But I'm here to not do that. I'm here to promote Rod's new Letterbox. And I want to see what he thought of the movie and more particularly the 4DX experience. And in his Letterbox review, he says, saw F9 at the 4DX theater. And when I'm sitting in the 4DX chair, I'm getting shaken around, spat on, and punched in the back. Boy, I haven't been treated like this since the last that one time I got caught in the girls' restroom.
What the heck?
So, and then he gave it a 10 out of 10, which is the same score I gave it. So for that and everything else I said, I give this movie a 10 out of 10.
All right.
Okay.
We love it.
Perfect film.
All right. Podcast listeners, please subscribe to our Patreon, because it's good shit. We're trying to get 5,000 subscribers by December, like 100 or something.
180.
So that whenever Rod and Clay win their hot competition, depending on who wins, they'll get $25,000.
We just have to each meet our goal.
If you each meet your goal, you could split it. But if one of you doesn't, you're not getting the 25 grand.
Can I tell you about this? I'm learning about Twitch and this guy who has so many followers. He did this stream where it was called the Make Me Laugh. And if you make me, or he eats an edible and people show him videos. And if he laughs or like breaks while watching your video, you get $1,000. And it had so many viewers.
Well, that's cool, but we don't got that kind of.
I don't have any money.
We do something low scale.
Okay, well, $1.
Yeah. Well, you guys don't want it enough. All right, keep going.
Okay.
Please become an artist by subscribing to our Patreon. We do really good episodes on there where we give our real hot takes, like Rod's favorite movie, A Million Girls in One Cup. It's at More Girls, Bigger Cup.
Okay. And before we leave, I just want to say thank you to my friends for having me on. I know Neil Brennan canceled last minute, and that's why I'm booked. But thank you.
You're obsessed with Neil Brennan.
All right, bye.
Bye, gang.